Parts of the Midwest have been struck repeatedly by tornadoes this spring, lately Iowa, Minnesota, Kansas. Rebuilding usually starts right away, but perhaps not ever, in the town of Pitcher, Oklahoma. Pitcher was hit back on May 10th. Homes and businesses were leveled. Pitcher, once a prosperous lead mining town of 20,000, has long been a Superfund cleanup site. The government's been offering people money to get out of town completely because of contamination from the pile of lead tailings, called CHAT, and the threat of collapsing underground mines. Now comes the tornado. Gary Linderman is the owner of Old Miner's Pharmacy in Pitcher. Welcome, Mr. Linderman.
Good afternoon, sir. I'm glad to be here.
What was the situation when the tornado came through? How much damage did you have?
Okay, I was very fortunate. I was on the north part of town, and only thing I suffered was some hail damage, which was the size of softballs, to my roof.
Now, you must know that many people consider Pitcher to be a very hazardous place to live, and especially to raise children.
That's correct, yes, uh-huh.
What do you think about that?
Like in any mining situations, there's always hazards. I have been here since I was in 1975 when I started school pharmacy, and the biggest concern is possible sinkholes from the old mines. But that could happen anywhere in the country, you could say.
You have these piles of CHAT, the tailings from the mining around town?
Oh, yes, they're like our little mountains. Yes, sir, uh-huh.
Mountains, almost.
Uh-huh.
And you're saying the mining that's been done underground, that all could collapse?
Oh, very possible. That's correct, yes.
Well, why not take the money and get out of town?
Well, I'm very happy here. We've been here for so long. It's home to us. And they've been saying this for so many years. It hasn't happened yet, but they're calling for it.
But on top of that threat, you got the tornado.
That's right.
And more than 100 homes destroyed.
Oh, yes, a third of our town, yes. Incredible.
You have been called Lights Out Linderman.
Yes, sir.
Why is that?
Well, my minister started that a year ago, and I told people, as I'm telling you right now and the listeners, that either I or the city government would be the last ones out of town, and we'd be the ones that pull the main power main.
Shut it down on the way out, right?
On the way out. Either I or them. So that's why the Lights Out Linderman got attached to me.
Now, with so many people leaving, and especially now because people will be taking buyout money, not rebuilding, just leaving, you're not going to have many people around. How are you going to make income for the pharmacy?
Most of the people are moving to the closest towns, or 8 to 10 miles away. And I have always been able to mail medicine to people, or I make home deliveries also. Then as time goes out, the gas prices and everything else, I might have to move. But as long as I can able to do this until my patients and friends get resettled again, I'll have to wait till that point in time.
Gary Linderman is a pharmacist and the owner of Old Miner's Pharmacy in Pitcher. Thank you for talking with us, sir.
My pleasure, and thank you for calling.